Computer Talk with Dave Mason, proving that brains and looks don't always go together.
You had a nervous breakdown, eh? Me too, when he was born.
Take off, you won't.
You take off, you numb.
Okay.
And we're back. About a segment and a half left in the show, so you want to join us now if you're going to join us. We're going to rapidly run out of time. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Actually running the show with Vivaldi, the browser. We talked with Jan von Techner last week. You know what happens with me? I know that J-A-N is Jan. I didn't know that J-O-N was Jan, and so it messes me up every time I say it. I feel like if I say Jan, I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, Jan is right.
If you're come from...
Well, what's his background? Is he German?
Norwegian, I think.
Norwegian. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you come from that area, I'm sure that's just that's their pronunciation.
Right.
It is probably... Is there a little thing over the O? Normally?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Canon has got a great camera. We don't talk about 4K cameras much because they tend to be incredibly expensive, not really easy to get. Canon's changing that with their new XC10 4K digital camcorder. It's small, relatively. It's light. It's very flexible. I mean, check it out, Steve-O. It's good looking as well.
Whoa.
Wow. And I've been a Canon fan for, you know, since the 80s.
That looks cool.
Just announced it. XC10 4K. And they've really, you know, over the years have really made an effort to produce high quality cameras that are relatively simple. This one's, it'd be difficult to call it simple because it's a very powerful camera. 4K camcorder looks like a tiny digital SLR camera. You can take photos with it, but it's really geared more toward those who are doing multimedia, you know, videos rather than just photography.
What was the model number?
XC10. I don't think 4K is it's part of the model number. I think it's a descriptor. What's interesting about it, though, is just the power. You can extract 8-megapixel images from the videos. It's a function built into the software of the camera itself. The sensor on the camera is a single inch and 12 megapixels with a 10-time wide-angle zoom lens built in. This is the first camera that makes use of Canon's new 4K imaging technology. Also makes use of a 5-axis full HD image stabilization technology. You got it there? You see it there on the Canon website? One of the most interesting things, of course, about it, it's about $2,500 is the retail price they're looking at. And if that's the case, I'd be willing to bet you could probably get it for somewhere around $2,200. Now, I don't know that yet because it's not out on the street. That's my estimate. Likely to be a little higher initially and then go down as production ramps up and sales ramp up. There's a number of options that are included that are actually part of Canon's Cinema EOS line of cameras. Includes the 1-inch sensor, 12 stops of dynamic variety for 305 megabits per second video, or 12 megapixel pictures. Has a built-in mic and headphone jack, HDMI 1.4 port, USB and Wi-Fi connectivity. So it's a very powerful, very flexible camera. You can connect to your wireless router and transfer movies and images from your camera. At this point, as I said, $2,500 price point will be released sometime in June, according to the Canon representative. Ooh,
you know what's funny? You know what else is happening in June?
I'm going on vacation for 4 weeks.
Before that, it happens on D-Day every year. perfect time for maybe a camera as a gift for someone.
A 4K that, camera.
For in that time frame
that would
there,
be awesome.
Think about it.
Yeah, maybe you'll get lucky. Wouldn't bet on it. Wouldn't bet on it. Have we got time to do the Apple update in this segment, or do
yes,
we do?
We do. Sure,
let's go ahead and get to that, move to that, the latest from that utopian community known as Apple Computer.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Well, recently discovered by Apple was a backdoor API for root privileges. Root privileges means you run everything. That's like system administrator privileges. And it's an incredibly powerful weakness that can be exploited by the bad guys. Fortunately, there is a fix available. The most recent version of Apple OS X 10.10.3. If you haven't upgraded to that version, you need to do so right away. It's just announced this last week. Who knows when it was discovered? These things sometimes, the fixes are rather lengthy, and they don't like to announce the vulnerability because they don't want to announce it to the bad guys prior to the fix being available, but gives them backdoor access to system-level accounts. Generally, Apple products are less vulnerable to viruses and malware and that sort of thing. But they have their issues, and that's why updates are produced. And you want to make sure you stay on it. If you're one of these folks that believe that because you are on an Apple computer, you have no concerns, you would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You might have fewer concerns. Might be less likely that you have something to be concerned about, but you have concerns with Apple computers, as you do with any technology. So get that Apple 10.10.3 update as soon as you can.
What's up with the new watch, man? What's going on with that?
Sold out.
Are they?
Sold out.
Not a surprise.
Nope, not a surprise. I've always thought that this was purposeful. And I don't necessarily mean that in a negative sense, but, you know, Apple has a really good understanding of human nature and how to appeal to humans at a real visceral level, kind of bypass all the logic, bypass all the skepticism, cut right to the heart, you know, and get down to that really emotional, motivated core. And they do a good job. And part of that is by kind of creating feeding frenzies. You know, you've seen the videos during Shark Week of, you know, the chum infused waters and the great whites going berserk and even, you know, snapping at each other trying to get to these stinky little bits of fish. Mm-hmm. Well, the Apple Watch
is a stinky bit of fish.
No, it's not.
And look at all the Apple chum.
Well, what they do
shoveled out to the users.
You know, what they do is they just don't make a lot of products in the beginning, so that they're always out of stock. And it leads to that sort of, oh my gosh, I got to get one. I can't get one. I got to get one. And the more you can't get it, the more you want it.
Right.
And just the same thing with the Apple Watch.
And it's a fine balance too, because you can't do that too long or the users will go away from it. They'll say, well, I can never get it, so I'm just going to disengage. You have to keep enticing them, giving a little bit at a time, enough to keep them going down the road.
Well,
and they do
I'll
that
tell
a
you.
Great job with that.
Here's the deal. When they started the pre-orders, let's see, what was the 9th? Thursday. They opened the Apple Watch up for pre-orders online. It was literally sold out in minutes. I mean, it may have been 6, 8, 10 minutes. Not kidding you.
Yep, I believe it.
Now, even those who got their order in at that point, we're looking at a 4 to 6 or even 8 week turnaround. Now, if you haven't even ordered it yet, you're looking at 90 days or more.
Mm-hmm.
So some initial negative reports that I take with a little bit of a grain of salt because I haven't gotten my hand on it. But it does make sense just based on the size of the technology. I mean, it's a watch, and it isn't a great. It isn't something that's not really a watch that they put a strap on to make it seem to be a watch. And that is, you know, apps run a little slow, doesn't respond quite as well as they'd like it to respond. We'll try to get some more detail on that. I don't think it's going to matter. I do not think it's going to matter. I think people are just so excited about the Apple Watch. And I'll tell you something. If you're looking for a high-tech watch, we get back from the break. I'll give you my pick. Recently reduced in price by $70 on Amazon. Not $10,000. Not made out of gold. But pretty cool after this.
Dave Mason, the Computer Whisperer. The Computer Whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.